Macmillan Audio presents Whitey on Trial by Margaret McLean and John Lieberman. Read for you by Aaron Lyons. Chapter 1. Conflicts. At the center of all this murder and mayhem is one man, the defendant in this case, James Bulger. Assistant U.S. Attorney Brian Kelly, opening statement. It was a note from a killer, a handwritten letter nestled between bills in the mailbox and postmarked 10 days after a jury rendered a verdict at his trial, from Whitey Bulger. The man accused of murdering 19 people had written to us, wanting to tell his side of the story. We couldn't open it. We, Margaret McLean and John Lieberman, had joined forces to cover the sensational trial and write about it. Margaret is a former Boston-area prosecutor, legal analyst, and law professor at Boston College. John reported for America's Most Wanted and traveled around the world with the FBI task force searching for Whitey while he was a fugitive from justice. Why couldn't we open that letter? We had formed intimate bonds with the victim's relatives and members of law enforcement who had pursued Whitey for decades. They had helped us for months with this complicated case, given us their time. Including a letter from Whitey in our coverage of the story felt like a betrayal. We fought about it. Was it the right thing to do? Our friends had experienced the murder of loved ones. Other friends had been tortured and beaten by Whitey. Those memories were painful for them, but they had learned to trust us and had shared private moments and feelings. Allowing Whitey to have his say felt wrong. The trial itself had been overwhelming. Another friend and key prosecution witness had been murdered mid-trial. Silenced. He never...